Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 15 to chapter 64, verse 3. Isaiah 63, verse 15 to chapter 64, verse 3. Look down from heaven and see, from your lofty throne, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your might? Your tenderness and compassion are withheld from us. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. Think with me on the theme, the cry for divine presence and redemption. Isaiah 63 verse 15 to 64 verse 3 reflects a period of post-exilic Israel marked by a yearning for God's intervention and restoration. The Israelites are wrestling with the consequences of their disobedience, the devastation of Jerusalem, and the absence of God's tangible presence. This passage captures the collective cry of the people for God to come down, to reveal himself, and to redeem them from their dire circumstances. My dear friends, in our contemporary faith journeys, these verses resonate with the human experience, the experience of longing for God's presence amidst challenges and uncertainties. Listen again to that cry of anguish. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. Are you thinking of some deep-seated problems and the many mountains you are struggling to surmount in your own life? And now your cry for help is even louder today. The text invites us to be honest about our struggles, to acknowledge our need for divine intervention and redemption. It encourages us to turn to God with humility, recognizing his sovereignty and seeking his transformative power in our lives. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways do you resonate with the cry for God's presence and redemption expressed in this passage in your own life journey? How can this longing deepen your relationship with God? Number two, as we face challenges and uncertainties in the world today, how can we collectively embody the yearning for divine intervention and redemption, both in our personal lives and as a community of faith? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open and humble, echoing the cry of the Israelites for your presence and redemption. In our individual journeys and as a community of faith, we acknowledge our need for you. Grant us the courage to face our challenges with faith, trusting in your sovereignty and transformative power. May our longing for your presence draw us closer to you and inspire us to be agents of love, justice and hope in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.